not motivated, and just sitting around doing nothing. I really wanted to work with the father about this issue, but he was busy, and he just said, just here's my son, he's coming over to your hotel room, he'll be talking to you, etc. As I sit there and listen to the son's value system, and I extracted what he spent his time, his energy, etc., we found out that the most important thing in his value system was girls. I won't go into very specifics on that, but I'll just say girls and certain activities with girls. The father was coming home and seeing the son. He would come home in the evenings and see the son not doing well in school and getting ready to go out to party. The son was going out at 9 o'clock at night and staying out till 2 or 3 in the morning. Then sleeping in the morning when the father was getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go work out, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, shower, everything else, go to work early, the father would see the son sleeping. He's lazy. His grades are no good. Can't get him up. What he didn't realize is when the son came home in the morning, the father was sleeping. So from the son's perspective, the father's lazy. From the father's perspective, the son is lazy. Now the son just spent 6 hours of diligent, due diligence, hard work, picking up girls. Focused, nonstop, concentrated, hard work, sweat, workout. This was heavy duty work. The father was repressing his sexuality at home. The son was living it out in the family dynamic. The father was giving a large sum of money to his son every month, which made it not a void or a value to his son to go work, and was bitching at him for work not working when he was giving him too much money that he didn't need to work. Are you grasping what I'm saying here? The truth is the son spent 6 hours dedicated to his highest purpose, his mission, his focus. He was disciplined on his highest values. And I don't know about you, but working 6 hours a night for the one objective to pick up a girl is a lot of dedication and hard work, yes. How many of you are burned out trying to keep up that schedule? Now, because he wasn't doing well in school, I had to link how doing well in classes was going to help him with his picking up girls. So I asked the son, I said, do you think that girls would prefer to have men that are intelligent or stupid? He said, probably intelligent. Okay. Do you think that they would prefer somebody who is doing well and has money or no money? Probably the people with the money. And I said, do you think that a person who is going to work and be diligent and have money is probably going to have a higher selection ratio? He goes, yeah. So what I did is I spent about 3 hours with him linking every class he was taking to picking up chicks and associating chicks, class, math, science, economics, business management. In the next 3 months, true, his grades went like this, because he figured out there were two types of girls. Ones that if you're confident, you do really well in school, they're attracted. And the others, if you're humble and ask for their help, they're attracted. Either way, he was scoring. I just spoke in New Zealand the other day to 750 teenagers. And I shared with them my teenage life, my story about my life. There was a couple moments in there that 750 of those teenagers were in tears. You could hear a pin drop. Their hearts were wide open. They were inspired. The teachers were inspired. There was nobody in that room that wasn't present. For just a moment, you could sense that. After I got through, I opened up to questions. And out of 750, I said, how many would like to ask questions? Now, these are 14, 15, 16, and 17-year-old kids, teenagers. 200 people put their hands up that wanted to ask questions and participate. Afterwards, a teacher came up to me and said, we've never seen such a thing. We got disruption. They're aggravating. They're causing problems. They're talking. They're doing this. I said, what the difference is I found and linked their values and communicated their values, and as a result of it, they were with me. They were present. And the things that you're trying to talk to them, you're projecting onto them, and you're not finding out what their values are and learning how to communicate in their value system.